Well, good morning, everyone. It is Jeff and Dallas Stars Hockey Minute Playoff Edition. Well, you know, the last podcast we had, we broke down all the qualifiers, and I talked about who I thought would win, who I thought would lose, and why. And the best thing I can say right now is, boy, the playoffs are fun. Everything didn't go the way that I anticipated going the first game. There's still a 5-game series. Things still can happen. But I really thought the Rangers were going to beat Carolina. But Carolina came out fighting. Last night, I have the Toronto Maple Leafs beating the Columbus Blue Jackets. They beat the Blue Jackets beat them in game 1-2-0. And then even Minnesota taking to task Vancouver last night 3-0. Well, the only thing I can state in my predictions that actually was correct was how good Chicago played against Edmonton, beating them 6-4. I still think Chicago wins that series. And to be honest with you, I really don't know if any of my picks are going to happen. But it doesn't mean that I won't stay true to them, and we'll see how it goes as the series play out. But I will say this about the Columbus game last night I watched. It was one of the ones I really got to sit down and watch because I was working most of the day, so it was kind of hard to focus on all the games, but that was the one I got to really focus on. The thing that got me the most about that one is John Tortorella, the coach for the Columbus Blue Jackets. That man can coach a hockey team. I mean, if Columbus can play that way the whole time, they may have a chance, but I still think that Toronto will win it in 5 games just because there's too much firepower. I did watch a lot of cycling in the end of the game, but the goaltending was really, really good. And a lot of young goaltending. That was another story that happened. Inexperienced goaltenders coming up and making incredible, not necessarily debuts, but maybe haven't had the playoff experience yet that others did. You look at Stalock for Minnesota. He had a shutout. His goaltending was incredible last night. I think they were saying that it was like the one. He's only had one other start during the playoffs, and he played like he's been a seasoned veteran. The truth is, one thing you learn as you watch hockey, as long as I've watched it over the years, that you gotta watch them all. You gotta stay invested because you never know what's going to happen. This is the one sport that anybody can win. You know, in a normal playoff season, you say stuff like the 8th seed, which would be the wild card seed, can have a chance to win the Stanley Cup. The number one seed can have a chance to win the Stanley Cup. And right now, we're just in the qualifying rounds because our season was definitely put short. Now, once we get into what I call the first round of the playoffs, the elimination tournament coming up after these qualifying rounds take place, that rule still applies. You know, you never know, the 8th seed, the 1st seed, hockey is amazing in that way, of anybody has a chance. And that's probably what's most appealing to me during the playoff journey, is that you just gotta enjoy it all. Now, the Dallas Stars played their round robin game today. Interesting that Philly beat Boston pretty easily last night, but the game of the night was the Blues and the Colorado Avalanche in that last second, 1 second goal that the Avs had to beat the Blues. The Blues don't look like the team that they were last year. I think the Blues can be dethroned. Now the question for our Dallas Stars hockey is, can we score goals or score enough goals? We do have a great defense. There's no doubt about that. We're defense first on our team. There's absolutely no doubt. Tyler Seguin's going to be is well enough to play. Cogliano's injury is over with. He's able to play. So it looks like we have everyone to play tonight. There are no excuses. We really have to see how far this team can go. I believe it's still worthy to be here, but tonight's round robin game is going to show if we have enough potent offense to win. I want us to win the Stanley Cup. I still pick us to win the Stanley Cup. I'm biased because I'm a Stars fan, but as someone that analyzes the game, watches the game, my question is, can we score tonight, and can we be consistent with the way we approach the game? That is going to be the biggest question for the Stars tonight. So, that's my little take on everything that's happening. I haven't got through all the games yet. I think I'm still processing how this tournament has happened. Give me a couple more days and we'll talk about the tournament more. You know, we get two games underneath our belt. We'll see what happens. But really, the Islanders beat Florida. I didn't see that coming. I didn't see a lot of this coming. I mean, Arizona beats Nashville. I still think Nashville wins that series, but boy, Arizona came to play. There's an intensity to this qualifying round that I didn't think there was going to be. It's here. It's playoffs. There were fights, hard checking. Everything that you love in playoff hockey is all here at this moment. Work this evening. Got some stuff to do. Next 2 days I'm off. I'm going to watch a lot of the games. We'll have another podcast in a day or so. Thank you everyone that have listened to my podcast and give me such support. This is a lot of fun for me. And that's Jeff in the Dallas Hockey Minute Playoff Edition. I will get back with you soon. Thank you so much for being a part of this wonderful ride we're having.